We were at an event in Crescent Park, an event dedicated to celebrating the city's history during the 1978 Diamond Jubilee celebration. Those of us on the committee pledged at the beginning that we would wear period costumes at as many activities as possible, the idea being that the historical roots of Moose Jaw would be apparent when committee members arrived in clothing that Prince Philip had called quaint. This particular event was meant for families, and various activities pertinent to what might have been enjoyed 75 years previous had been planned. When the little boy approached the man in tails and topcoat and innocently asked, "Are you a magician? Do you have a rabbit in your hat?" the committee members within hearing range burst into laughter, hidden behind parasols or hankies that had been tucked into our sleeves. The man in question gamely explained that he wasn't a magician and no, he had no rabbits in his hat, sending the child away to complain to his parents about the day's activities. That memory came back to me over the past weeks as we as friends mourned the death of Doug Marr, the man the youngster mistook for a magician. I often teased Doug about that moment, and he sputtered in his good-natured way as we recalled the very successful year-long celebration. From that Jubilee committee, we progressed to working together on numerous other community organizations, including the Canada Week, Canada Day Committee for more than 25 years. There was no award for longevity, but we made many memories over the years and often talked about some of the programs we fostered to instill pride in our country and our flag. We were especially proud of the two national awards won for our extensive programming efforts. He was game to get involved in a variety of community activities, from fashion shows to cake decorating contests to helping get Mac the Moose constructed to offering his singing talents should the vocalist suddenly develop a sore throat. We always managed to find alternative singers, but he kept asking to be allowed to show his abilities. At one Canada Day event, I asked if he would lead a spontaneous singing of Happy Birthday Canada. He immediately began singing our national anthem, O Canada. A surprised crowd surged to its feet and the Legion Color Party smartly saluted. I hated to burst his bubble of showbiz success, but explained that he had led the singing of the incorrect song. He responded, "I did a good job though, didn't I?" While working as the economic development officer for the city, he and then Mayor Scoop Lurie formed a close bond and could be seen regularly having milkshakes at the Kresge lunch counter, sharing their wisdom of city events with then-lunch counter hostess Eunice Rivers. Doug's enjoyment of milkshakes led to the formation of the Milkshake Club, which had only 3 members. We would meet a few times a year to pick our favorite flavors and enjoy lunch together. On his 90th birthday, the club met for a fancier lunch, but he likely would have been satisfied with a milkshake. With so many years of friendship to think about, it is difficult to pick any one moment that stood out more than others. He was devoted to his family, his church, his community, and his friends. We could be serious when the time demanded it, but he could be a jokester and he enjoyed teasing and being teased. We were email buddies, exchanging several notes a week. He confided his concern with some decisions made at City Hall and in provincial and federal politics, and I know he was often consulted for his opinion on a variety of topics pertaining to those 3 levels of government. Doug will be missed by his family and friends, and especially by the friends in this household who have decades of experiences to keep his memory alive. Rest in peace, Doug. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.